God can use your day job to bring purpose, from Bible Study Magazines, read by Kelly Jane McGlynn. Today's Bible verse is Nehemiah 1:11. Now I was a cupbearer to the king. Imagine a job where having a bad attitude doesn't just get you reprimanded, it gets you executed. 5th century BC. Many of the Jews were still in exile in Persia. The Jerusalem wall has been destroyed, which means that Jews who have returned to Jerusalem are unprotected. They are being persecuted and murdered. They desperately need help from the Persian monarchy. They need an insider. Nehemiah opens his account of the events by saying, "Now I was a cupbearer to the king." This simple description reveals that God was already working to change the fate of the Hebrew exiles. The New Bible Dictionary entry on this term traces the history of cupbearers. In Egypt, cupbearers were often called pure of hands, and in one instance, the one who tastes the wine. Cupbearers protected the life of the Pharaoh. Their job was to detect poison. A cupbearer was a glorified guinea pig for any beverage served to the king. For this reason, cupbearers were often the king's most trusted servants. Harper's Bible Dictionary points out that the Nehemiah story had a literary forerunner, the story of Joseph. The cupbearer to Pharaoh played a critical, providential role in Joseph's rise. Here we find a biblical theme. God rescues his people by placing an insider in the court of foreign kings. The king was so familiar with Nehemiah that he immediately read his cupbearer's expression. "So the king said to me, 'Why is your face sad, since you are not sick? This can only be sadness of the heart.' Then I was very much afraid." Nehemiah was usually in good spirits, even though he was a foreign slave tasked with a lethal duty every night. Was Nehemiah's joy wine-inflicted, an occupational hazard, and why was he afraid? John Peter Lang, in his commentary on the Holy Scriptures, tells us that in Persian monarchs, everybody was expected to reflect the sunlight of the king's majesty. H.G.M. Williamson, in his World Biblical Commentary, adds that a gloomy face could have been interpreted as plotting against the king. Nehemiah could have been executed. When Nehemiah told the king what was troubling him, and of his desire to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the city wall, the king responded with grace. He trusted Nehemiah and his judgment. Empowered by the king, Nehemiah the slave became Nehemiah the famed rebuilder of the Jerusalem wall. His job title hints at his humility, perseverance, and courage. Nehemiah reminds us that no job position is unimportant and no duty is small. Everything has a purpose.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.